Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show rolls along with Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt. We're taking your calls on the Bills 2-0 start to the season. Is it legit? How do you feel going forward, especially with some of the other teams in the AFC, namely the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens starting 0-2? But we did just get off the phone with Paul Hamilton as the Sabres preseason. I mean, training camp starts tomorrow. The preseason starts Saturday.
Zach, I'm back.
Oh, no.
I'm in.
Oh, no.
They've done it again. I am back.
We were just talking in the break about how, like, I'm up and down about this season. I'm excited because it's hockey, and I always like when it's back.
Yeah. I think a lot of it for me is that it's hockey.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But it's also, I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
And I'm sitting here going, like, I know.
I'm ready.
I know I'm going to be dragged in by the first hype video. I'm going to get goosebumps for, like, the eighth year in a row. I'm going to be like, all right, what's, not season tickets because I'm already late to that, but what's, like, a ticket pack going to cost? I'll look at the prices. I'll watch the first four games and go, why, God, why? That's what's going to happen.
No, it's not. Things will be different.
Definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
But it's different this time.
Is it?
You,
I will tell you, look, I'm excited for the games in Prague, especially because
they
start before
the
rest of the NHL, so you'll get an early look. I am stoked for Lindy Ruff's first game back in Buffalo behind the bench. I legitimately am amped for that. I cannot wait. That is going to be a game where I'm going to fly home so I can watch the whole thing.
I'm going to try to get to the game. Like, I'm going to try to be there.
Not a chance. I'm not willing to spend that kind of money, but not a chance. But I'm going to sit there. I'm going to have a good meal for dinner. I'm ecstatic.
Yeah.
And they've got to prove it to me, I guess. I'm at that point now. And
oh, yeah.
We were joking before the show even started. You know, like, they're going to start, like, 10-5, and everyone's going to be like, do it in January.
Keep going.
I'm kind of that fan now, I feel like, of just, like, do it consistently.
Right.
Do it consecutively. Do it over a long period of time. I was there when Jeff Skinner beat San Jose in overtime with my buddy Joe, and it was, apoplectic, where everyone's cheering. Like, we want, like, what was it, 12 at that time? Or we want 10?
That was 10.
So
the San Jose game was 10 in a row.
We want 10. Like, it was unbelievable. That is my
favorite. The Sabres
favorite.
Were in first place in the NHL.
Outside of RJ night,
crazy.
That is my favorite night I've ever spent in the arena. And, and I did not spend a lot in my younger years, so please forgive me, but it was RJ night and it was that. I mean, genuinely goosebumps, loving it, the whole thing. Me and my buddy, we listened to postgame the whole way home. We're talking out of our minds. We're barely listening, but then we would, and then we're talking about that. It was wonderful. And then it tailspinned. And it's happened a lot where they give you glimpses of, whether it's early in the season or late, they give you glimpses of this season is just a firework when they're good.
And I think also I say I'm back, but I'm in the same boat as you. You need to just consistently prove that you can be a consistent hockey team. And that's something that has been lacking for this entire drought is – you can go on a 10-game winning streak, but then you go on a 12-game losing streak. If you go on, out of 10 games, let's say you're 7-3, right?
Yeah.
The next 10, if you're 5-5, that's okay. As long as you get back to the 7-3, it's okay to be an average team. As long as you can have those moments every 10 games where you're winning more than half of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, even 2 years ago when they went on, it was like 8-game streak of not even getting a point?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big thing, too.
That was the year that they were one point shy of the playoffs, and let's not forget about Hudson Fashing, the super soccer star, kicking a goal in against the Sabres. But, hey, the NHL says you can kick it in now, apparently. So
apparently.
I'm not salty. It's fine.
But, I mean, I think it's a thing, too, that I hope Lindy Ruff brings to this team is just, like, the ability to drag games into overtime, even on a night you're not playing that well. I get it. Right. It's 82 games. I'm not expecting perfection every night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's so much. It's funny because we're talking about the Bills here having a 2-0 start. And is it realistic and what's going on there? But it's so much different because there's only 15 more games.
Yeah.
And you kind of need this sort of every single game matters. Mm-hmm. Like I remember last year when the Sabres were starting to push and – or maybe it was 2 years ago, but – a bunch of Bills fans were kind of jumping in and they just lost two in a row. Well, that's fine. Yeah. There's 82 games in the season. Right. It's okay. It's not, if you lose two games in a row, you're not out of the playoffs or, you know, like it's, I think, you know, you talked about the abilities that Lindy Ruff's going to bring. And I think not to sound cheesy here, but the best ability is accountability. And that's something they didn't have at the end with Don Granato, maybe in the beginning, but it was clearly lacking in last season.
Yep.
So, that's what I'm hoping for the most.
Yep. 803-0550 is the number to call. Let's go back to the phones. We've got David here on the line. David, good morning. How are we doing today?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well.
Good.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering, what is taking them so long to announce the captain? I think we all know it's going to be Darlene. Season's about to start here. What is what's the holdup, you think?
I think it might be one of those things where they do announce it like after the preseason is done.
Or like
kind of make it like a special announcement.
Kind of thing.
End of training camp.
I mean, to be fair, the first preseason game's on Saturday. So it might be soon.
That's
a little,
I do agree though. Like me and you were talking about it in the break. Cause you know, we can see kind of like what's coming up here on the call screen. We're like, it's Darlene, right? Like
it's gotta be. I mean, I feel like, you know, with what he's done in the offseason in terms of talking with Lindy Ruff and all that stuff, and just what he's done on the ice over the years, I think it has to be, but there's still an outside chance that I want to say like Alex Tuch or Tage Thompson, right? Like I feel like those two have to be some sort of alternate.
Tuch is the only other guy I would want in there. I don't need Tage to be a captain. His name's never really brought up about it.
I would like him to be an alternate personally. I think he should still be part of that leadership group if you want to look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like it's, like 90% of me says Darlene, and like the other 10% you could split between Tuck and Thompson, however you wanted.
Yeah.
But it just feels like it's kind of his thing.
It does, right? Like it's between him and Tuck. I mean, when Tuck got here, that was kind of a big thing too of the leadership. He's a guy from the area, Syracuse, not Buffalo, but from the area. He grew up a fan of the team, and he has come in with a lot of leadership. I don't know. They're a team that I went from, again, at this time last year, I was ecstatic for the young players they had. I thought they had so many young guys that were going to be not future NHL superstars, but guys that like were going to be core pieces of a potential Stanley Cup winning team. Because everyone was ascending at the same time. Everyone looked like they were taking steps together. Now, again, you know, 12 months later, we are in a different spot. And I even equate that, not necessarily Darlene's ability, but like even Darlene's captain, I guess. I'm sitting here going like, man, are we sure? I mean, yeah, probably. Like 95% sure, but there's that 5%, you know, negative thoughts in my head of like, are we sure though? Same with Tuck, you know, same with Cousins. I mean, Cousins, I would have told you he was going to be the assistant captain for like 10 years at this time last year. Just because, again, as I joke, he looked like he was willing to fight a polar bear for his teams or for his teammates most nights. And then there was a period there after he got into a fight where it's just he looked like he didn't really want to do any of that. I don't know. They're a team that, again, it's just the results are going to have to come. Where with the Bills on the opposite side of things, they're a team I trust, relatively so. Yes, there are times I'm not a huge fan of them. But, you know, in terms of them starting 2-0, we haven't really even talked about how seriously we think this is. I think it's pretty legit because I think the team has shown time in and time out, well, yes, they'll drop a game here or there. They're one of the better regular season teams in football. They very rarely have a period where they lose two or three games in a row, and they oftentimes will win five, six, seven games in a row in a season. They will go on runs. They also play really, really well against good teams. And oftentimes in the regular season, I understand, come out on top. Like, I know people are worried about Baltimore. I'm sitting there just excited for it. They could lose it, sure, but I'm excited for it. They typically go up against good teams and play well. Cincinnati being one of the few they have honest-to-God issues with. And I don't really know if that's going to stick now that they've lost their safety tandem, and you even saw it. I mean, look, they put up their best game against Kansas City. they look like the average Bengals early in the season over the last few years. Week one against New England, who looks like a terrible team, even though they're playing hard. I mean, that's really what New England is right now. They're playing hard football. They're going to be a pest, the whole thing.
Are they Steelers light?
Oh. No, I think Jacoby Brissett's better than Justin Fields.
Oh.
They've scored one touchdown in two games.
Oh, I know that. I'm just – I was just
– With that being said, though, Justin Fields had a throw to George Pickens that was called back. That was truly phenomenal.
To be fair, the offense for the Steelers did look better last game.
I mean, sure.
It's not great, but it's certainly
not
better.
Good.
No.
It's mediocre at best.
But I just – I don't know. I mean, I feel like they're like the same team, except
– Hell yeah.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the Steelers are the same team that they always are. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. But no, I mean, the Steelers and the Patriots. Except the Steelers just won't admit that they're in a rebuild.
I love them so much.
Because the Patriots are very open. Like, yeah, we are in a rebuild. We're working on it. We're going in the right direction. We have our quarterback. We're going to work on it.
We're not going to play
him. The Steelers
are
like, hey, we went and got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Let's go to 8-9 or 9-8.
Let's do it, baby.
Let's get to 9-8 and keep that record alive.
I love them.
We don't need a Super Bowl. We already won one. It's fine.
I love the Steelers so much. Real quick on them. They just refuse to move forward with the times. And Mike Tomlin is such a good head coach. And I will die on that hill. I believe he is an exceptional head coach, that he will will a team that is purely defensive. I mean, like, that's the team. They are defense and like a few Justin Fields runs right now. And he is going to will them to like 9-10 wins. And now with the AFC North, having two of the top dogs start 0-2, and Cleveland's 1-1, Pittsburgh, of course, 2-0, they have given themselves a window that when they eventually do play that hard-nosed, ugly Sunday night game against Baltimore, Cincinnati, where they just drag it into the mud, they're going to get a fluky win where everyone on Baltimore, Cincinnati radio is just losing their minds because you lost to a Pittsburgh team that will score at most this year 7 offensive touchdowns, and they lost.
And that's the high end.
That's the high end. And Pittsburgh's just gonna be like, it's what we do, baby. It's what we do. Our fans hate it, and we'll see in the wild card round where we get blown out.
Let's weld.
I love them. I absolutely love them. For all of the ugly reasons like I bring up, it's because it's just like, if they had a quarterback,
right,
you could have a real conversation like about them.
Actually, I don't know, because you have George Pickens,
And that's it. You have George Pickens. And Pat Freiermuth, who didn't even score the touchdown. It was Darnell Washington. NFL combine hero from 2 years ago.
But that's my point, is even if you add a quarterback to that roster, you're not
fixed. Well, no, because you're right. You're right. They have Arthur Smith as offensive coordinator, too. You're right.
Oh, God. They went from Matt Canada to Arthur Smith.
I love them. I'm so serious.
This is...
They do everything wrong and just keep succeeding. I say it as a joke, but I'm so serious. They have the mandate of heaven. The mandate of heaven is not winning the Super Bowl when you shouldn't. It's being like considered competent when you clearly aren't. And just figuring out ways to win. They should not be 2-0. They shouldn't be. Atlanta last night actually looked okay. Kirk Cousins... I'm really concerned about his health. He can't move.
Well, it's weird because I remember I was watching a few different drives from Atlanta, and there were moments where Cousins just looked calm, cool, and collected.
And they would almost skip a ball.
Right.
That would travel more than 20 yards. It was insane watching him play last
but
night.
But then there was also these moments where it's like, how is he
starting?
Well, yes, It looked different. It looked better than week one. Let's put it that way.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he went 20 for 29, 241, and two touchdowns. I literally don't know how that stat line came to be.
Right. I mean, because there were times where I would look at the TV and say, what is he doing? And then I'd look back at the next play, and it'd be like, oh, that's
Kirk, it to Darnell that's Mooney Kirk for Cousins. A 40-yard
that's
touchdown.
Great. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's so inconsistent with him, but... you add in the Achilles injury on top of that, and it's just like, what? How does this work? It's magic.
So
I don't understand.
And then with Denver, I mean,
ugh.
I mean that's the thing, and ultimately that's the thing too with Pittsburgh. It ultimately has been somewhat of a smooth ride to start the two games. Atlanta, not what I think a lot of people were hoping for. Even last night, it was still very questionable on what they are. And then a Denver team where Bo Nix, not the quote of the post game.
No, it was the quote of the week. It was the quote of the week.
No, everything Brian Callahan says about Will Levis, I'm a fan of. Everything he says. Yeah. But like when asked about him throwing a pick, he's like, well, I dropped back
and I threw the ball to the other team.
And just deadpan stare into the ether. No, it was so good.
I don't care what you say. That's the quote of the week.
Brian Callahan, 2 weeks in a run, or 2 weeks in a row, went, it would have been better if we had punted. We would have won the game. And then the second one, he just goes on a run where he's a grown-up. He knows what he's doing. He cost us points, and he knows it.
How much is Brian Callahan regretting
taking the
Cincinnati?
Job? Yeah. Just taking the job in general?
Yeah. Well, no. Just, I mean, he left Cincinnati. He was
good. He was working.
That was the team to beat.
I don't know if he was calling plays, though. I think Zach Taylor was calling plays.
Right, but still, I mean, you're part of the group that's contributing to the success.
Part of the group project.
Well, I mean... Not in that
sense.
You
didn't do any work, but you're part of the group project.
No, come on. You can't say that. You could say that about... Who could you say that about? Who's a coordinator that is, hey, we got an A, but I wrote my name on the top of the paper.
For years, I don't know how true it is, but for years, everyone was like, Eric Bieniemy, Kansas City. It's Andy Reid.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him. I was really happy when he went to Washington, and outside of Sam Howell deciding to take all of the sacks... They were at least entertaining on offense.
Where is he right now?
I was just about to look that up because I'm like, I know he's obviously not in Washington.
As you looked that up, I looked up Brian Callahan and one of the news articles.
Dude, the
thumbnail is the sideways angle of Will Levis.
It's so good.
Bowling the ball across the ground.
It's so good. Eric Bieniemy, by the way, in college, he is the assistant head coach and offensive coordinator over at UCLA.
Oh.
UCLA, historic Big Ten team as well because... We have Border Corner and now in college football. Got to take a quick timeout, 803-0550, the number call if you want to join the show. We've got One Bills Live coming up at 12 o'clock. This is WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.